We're about 4 weeks away at the moment, so restoration has been well underway for over a year now, and we're looking forward to opening it, obviously, ahead of the Irish Open set for Ballyliffin, which I think will be one of the biggest tournaments ever to come to Donegal in terms of tourism.
30 jobs being promised for the new hotel. Have they been recruited already, or is that yet to happen?
No, today is part of that. It's part of the announcement. We're being very open and transparent in relation to these jobs. People now with any level of skill within the hospitality sector, from management level right through to head chef and chef's positions, they're all open, and we look forward and welcome CVs right through from today onwards.
You yourself have built up quite a name for yourself in the media and in the community as a chef, as a community chef, the No Salt Chef, and the various other ways that you've been working in Donegal and the wider Northwest in recent years. That's no doubt going to help as you go into this new venture.
I'm certainly hoping so, because for me, Donal, it's almost been time to hang my hat somewhere. While that job has been really, really enjoyable, and I love doing all my food festivals, television and media appearances, it's someone now to monetize that and to bring that into a business sense, but also, more importantly, to promote Donegal, because I can talk about it, you know, across radio platforms every day of the week, but it's time to put my money where my mouth is right now and to give something that can showcase what is fantastic about all of that food that I've talked about over the years, because we'll be keeping this model. You know, firstly, it's a hotel, it's boutique rooms, they're all en suite, there's 17 bedrooms. It's a wine bar with a lovely, very open and honest offering of food. Basically, if we take fish from the pier, we're going to simply cook it and sell it to you in an honest way with good native service in the form of our food.
As you said, it is a major investment. You are putting your money where your mouth is. Is this the right time to be making an investment like this? We know we have the Irish Open. That's certainly going to be lucrative in the short term, at least. But in the longer term, to be opening in Moville, in Inishowen, is this the right time?
Yeah, I do believe it's the right time, because we both live there, myself and Brenda. And Brenda has worked in this building previously. But every day we wake up and we see what's happening in Moville. And unfortunately, for the last 10 years, we've seen closures. But there's a vibrancy back right now. And you're right to point out things like events that will come and go. You know, they'll not save or make your business. They'll certainly add to it. But we're seeing tourists, you know. Donegal is a big county. It's stretched right across the county. Inishowen has suffered, but there's something changing in the last sort of 8 to 10 months in Inishowen in terms of the visitors, particularly the Wild Atlantic Way is the one angle that I feel has really helped this side of Inishowen, together, of course, with what's going on in Malin Head with Star Wars. So there's something energetic happening. So in a business case, Donal, I feel now is the right moment for us and to make the investment, because of feeling that and seeing that and wanting to give people an experience to get them to stay longer in Inishowen and ultimately in Donegal.